Now we're going to look ahead to Valentine's Day. The Rock City Four are one of two barbershop harmony quartets available to sing for your Valentine. They will come to his or her place of work or home, sing them a song chosen by you, and present them with a rose and a box of chocolates. WTC's Richard Winham joins them in the studio as each member of the quartet sings his favorite song.
Dreams will all come true.
My name is Benny Malone. I sing the baritone in this quartet. And for Valentine's, my favorite song is Irving Berlin's Always.
Any particular reason for that?
Well, we try to get around wherever my wife is on Valentine's Day and sing that to her. She likes that too.
Oh,
she doesn't like all the barbershop songs. So
what kind of reaction do you get from your wife when you show up and start singing to her?
Oh, she gets kind of dreamy eyes. We've been together 48 years.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true, always, always, when the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand.
My name is Wilbur Strickland, and I sing the bass. I guess my favorite song would be, for the quartet, would be Java Jive. It's just one of those fun songs to sing. And I've been married for 57 years.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Coffee have anything to do with that, Wilbur?
That must have. My wife loves barbershop. It doesn't matter what we sing. She just loves to hear barbershop. Oh, yeah, she goes with me everywhere I go to sing, so she didn't come today.
Well, that works out really well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because
it
takes up quite a lot of your time doing this, doesn't it?
Sometimes it takes more time than it should.
Or that you have, right?
Yeah, that's true.
A slice of onion and draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup
of Boston bean.
Soybeans.
I said a little bitty green bean.
Cabbage and green.
You know that I'm not keen about cereal to bean. Unless it is a coffee bean.
Sweet and hot.
He liked it hot.
Mrs. Olson, I'm a coffee pot.
Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup of java.
Slip me a slug from that wonderful mug, and I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in a jug. Drop your nickel in the slot, Joe.
Taking it slow, waiter, waiter, percolator. I love tea, I love a java jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the java and me. A cup, boy.
The bulk of our requests for songs land on Friday. And I think folks take advantage of the fact that individuals are at work. So it's a wonderful surprise and their coworkers get a big bang out of it as well.
And everybody else in the office is jealous.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
The trick to the whole thing is, as one lady told us, she says, it's not that my husband sent a flower. It's that people saw that he sent a flower.
Ah.
Yes. It's not how many flowers, it's how many people saw that he sent flowers.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's why it's Friday is important, because most people are out in public on their jobs or in school or...
Exactly.
Never thought about it.
We've
like
done
that.
Many unusual places, bowling alleys, a dialysis clinic, many hospitals.
For patients? Yeah.
Yes. The dog pound, and the dog started to howl.
Great schools, high schools. We've been to several schools in the way and sung to teachers in front of their class, which is really interesting to do.
What kind of reaction do you get? Are they embarrassed by that?
No, the children kind of giggle oftentimes.
Right.
Geez, well, like most women are when we do this and surprise them, they are somewhat surprised and embarrassed. And once in a while, you might see a tear, too. But not always, but often, yes.
It seems like you told me that people get mad sometimes.
Well, and, of course, we never know what the relationship is between the person who's ordering the Valentine and the person who's going to be receiving it. And we had an interesting situation last year where we went to deliver a Valentine to a gentleman, and I believe it was at an office building. And the moment he saw us, he absolutely knew what was up. And he says, no, absolutely not. And so we figured there must have been something going on, But, you know, we don't ask questions. We simply take the orders and we deliver. Now, he was nice enough to forward that Valentine over to one of his coworkers, and his coworker got the benefit of the Valentine. But that's a rare circumstance. The vast majority of time, folks are, as just was stated, they're surprised. They're pleasantly surprised, overwhelmed, and it's just a great occasion.
You must have felt like patsies in that situation, right? You were caught in the middle of something.
Well, we just simply did what the customer asked us to do.
I'm glad that doesn't happen to you too very often.
It doesn't happen very often, no.
But suffice to say, then, that you are available, though, all weekend if people would like for you to come
Correct.
And sing for them.
Yes, we are. We'll run typically from, let's say, early morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock. And sometimes we get requests for someone who's having dinner, a late dinner, for example, that may take us to a Valentine, say, around maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest.
My name is Bill Slack, and I sing lead, which is the melody line in the quartet Rock City 4. I like to sing all songs. Just singing is fun. But if I had to choose one, it would probably be Wild Irish Road. Just the nature of the song and making the chords and the sentiments expressed. So it's sort of a love song.
My wild Irish rose, my rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild.
The Rock City Four will be singing Valentine's all day on Friday, February 12th, Saturday, February 13th, and Sunday, February 14th. It's going to be a long Valentine's weekend for them this year. If you'd like to have them sing for your Valentine, call 423-265-SING, that's 265-SING, or online at choochoochorus.org.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be not.
My name is Fred Jesse. I sing tenor with the quartet. Valentine's Day song probably is Heart of My Heart, because it's the one we sing to almost every lady we sing.
I think you've sung that a number of times here, haven't you, Fred?
We have, to promote our Valentine's, because that's the one that we ordinarily sing. It seems to work best.
Almost everybody likes it?
Yes.
I can forget you never. From you I never can say.
WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.